In Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds Hillary Clinton and previous secretaries of state failed to follow guidelines to avoid security risks when using personal emails for official business. The report was to have been released Thursday, but State Department officials hastily called a news conference Wednesday to answer reporters' questions about the findings after they were leaked. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government. He signed the coalition agreement in the Knesset with his new partner, nationalist Avigdor Lieberman of the Yisrael Beitenu party. Lieberman is a polarizing figure in Israeli politics. He takes a hard line on relations with the Palestinians. He'll serve as the new defense minister. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remark at a joint news conference with Mr. Obama just ahead of the G7 summit in Japan.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets.
The group of seven leaders began their summit on Thursday with a visit to a Shinto shrine. The leaders will later discuss such issues as maritime security, health initiatives, the fight against terrorism, and the empowerment of women. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration admits it's going to be a difficult summer for air travelers. Peter Neffinger told a congressional hearing Wednesday the agency is taking steps to ease the congestion plaguing the nation's airports. 11 U.S. states are suing the Obama administration over guidelines covering which school bathrooms transgendered students can use. The lawsuit by 11 states, led by Texas, accuses the Obama administration of conspiring to turn schools into, quoting now, laboratories for a massive social experiment, flouting the democratic process and running roughshod over common sense policies protecting children and basic privacy rights, end of quote. Here is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
We're taking this action to protect Herald Independent School District, which on Monday night fulfilled a responsibility to their community by adopting a bathroom policy that puts the safety of their students first.
The federal guidelines recommend that public schools let students use the bathrooms of the sex with which they identify instead of their sex at birth. School systems could lose millions of dollars in federal aid if they fail to follow the guidelines. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the opposition says it will go ahead Thursday with demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila. We get more from William Clois.
The opposition in the DRC hopes to strike back against President Joseph Kabila after two major setbacks this month. Moise Katumbi, as yet the only opposition leader to declare his candidacy for president, was indicted, accused of recruiting American mercenaries, which he denies. And the Constitutional Court ruled that Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed, as many think they will be. Kabila's term officially ends December 19th. The opposition has reacted furiously, announcing nationwide marches against what one major coalition called the gravediggers of democracy. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
A new kind of passenger bus with security features for women has hit the streets of New Delhi. The installment of two CCTV cameras, a GPS tracking system, and an emergency button are part of an initiative to help women in trouble on public transport systems. The buses were designed following the brutal gang rape of a paramedical student on a bus in New Delhi in 2012. The daughter of a Hong Kong bookseller who briefly vanished last year is accusing the Chinese government of holding her father under what she called unofficial and illegal detention. Angela Gui, the daughter of publisher Gui Minhai, told lawmakers on the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China Tuesday that her father was abducted by Chinese security agents while he was on vacation in Thailand last October. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.